All aboard, next stop, adventure. This is Excelsior. She would have never gotten a job in radio if this was 1947. If this was 1947, she would have been a terrible secretary. It's Brittany.
Welcome back. It's another episode of the Awful Service Podcast. This is the podcast that now is getting rid of physical copies of its audio. You can only get it through a QR code. You have to use a QR code to listen to the Awful Service Podcast. We're sorry if you are technologically not inclined.
Yeah, I don't know how to use those.
Then one will be provided for you.
What do? Just take a picture of it?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It automatically comes up?
Yeah, that's how it works.
That's
actually
stupid.
I know that's a stupid joke opening, but we really should just have a QR code that like people can scan and it just plays our podcast.
Brings them to the show page. Yeah, just
right.
It automatically plays the newest episode.
We should start putting that around town, just printing them and putting them on like light poles.
Don't tell anybody what it is.
Yeah, just what it is.
Slap random QR codes.
The mystery will get so many listeners, and then they'll be like, what the fuck is this?
You'll be famous.
We'll hook them in. It's your host, Matt Doimo, with
Nathan Smezerud.
Coming in hot as fresh from the furry orgy.
Oh, yeah. I just got back from a Sex Zipper concert. It's me, Joe the Unicorn Cocosello.
you are a unicorn.
There is only one. There's a magical creature.
You would definitely be part of a thruple if the other two people in the couple were ladies.
Oh, yeah, that's the unicorn thing. Yeah, I'd totally be in a lady thruple.
You just like, yeah.
The trouble with thruples.
The trouble. That was the Dr. Seuss book that didn't come out.
that's Sex Zipper's debut album title.
And we could talk about theoretical punk bands, but you know what? We should just introduce our guest. She's an actress, a podcaster. She has her own podcast she's going to tell us all about. You guys, welcome to the podcast, Brittany Wexler.
Hi.
Did I do it right?
You did it right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm a notorious. Wonderful role model, Brittany. Thank you for being on the show.
I don't know.
Thank you.
My role model, yeah. No, I guess I'm more of a photographer than anything, so yeah. I don't know if I would call myself an actor.
Photographer.
Well, you know, it's still in the realm.
Yeah.
Still an artist. Plus, you do have a podcast. You should tell us all about. Tell us all about your podcast, Brittany.
My podcast. So I just I have interviews and share stories of artists and entrepreneurs in Minneapolis area, and I've been doing it just for a year, and I just like have. Small business owners, musicians, artists in Minneapolis, and we just kind of share their stories.
What's the name of it?
Oh, it's Excelsior with an exclamation Excelsior. Point.
Excelsior!
Yes!
Very good. You know, and that's not to be confused with Stan Lee fans, you guys.
Yes.
Because that was his catchphrase.
Can I ask, Brittany, what kind of photos do you take? Do you take, like, pictures of, like, babies in lettuce leaves, like Ann Geddes?
Yes, baby burritos at Chipotle, actually. Yeah. No, I do, just mostly, like, people portraits, and I do, like, food porn. So I, like, get people dressed up in, like, food and get weird
and
with
they
it.
Fuck?
No, the porn part is more porn. Like hashtag food porn. Like, oh, that food is sexy. Okay. Not like, we're going to fuck this food.
Yeah, where's that lady with that carrot? Where's the carrot?
Yeah. No.
Where's that bratwurst going?
Well, she had two carrots the whole time. Where was that carrot?
Is it just like a magic trick to you, Joe? She had a whole salad. What?
Like, it's like the video of the lady, the Russian lady shooting ping pongs out of her snatch.
It's
just like little
carrots.
Baby carrots. It's
Brussels
like a
sprouts.
Gatling gun of. Yeah. It's like a Gatling gun of baby carrots. Just...
Man, in that community, tossing a salad is a very different
thing.
Very different.
I'll take the wedge.
Okay. So, I think going back to like Joe talking about the babies in the I want Joe to like recreate one of those photos. Just
Except
Joe
him.
In the Joe's the baby in the lettuce.
Yeah. See, I can do that. Yeah, that would be fun.
But he's smoking a cigarette. He's in a diaper and a cigarette. Like, you know how we imagine he came out of the utero. he came out with an American spirit.
You're going to have to make like a half a watermelon really, really big. Because I remember that was one of them where it was like a gutted half a watermelon. And then they just put the fucking baby in there. And then Ann Gittes took a photo of that, like around a bunch of other watermelons.
Pay me $2 million.
But it's just like your head in a watermelon and like a little
Oh, no, it was a great photo. It was the whole fucking baby. And they dressed it in little red. So it looks like the little insides of a watermelon. And it's fucking little baby dumb legs are sticking out. And like it's the little...
I think Joe just wants to sit in a watermelon. Hanging out. What he's
but
saying.
Then there's a bunch of whole watermelons around it, so it looks like that's how babies are made. It just go in a patch. Like it just, this looks like a... You know how you're at the grocery store and old lady's testing the watermelon by like knocking it? Yeah, this one seems like, normal.
Sounds like a boy.
Sounds like a boy.
Actually, ever since Joe saw that photo, that's actually where he believed babies come from. He just...
For like 12 years.
He's just like, you're just driving by a watermelon patch. Like, oh man, they have a lot of kids. And you know what? We could talk about... possible photo shoots for the rest of the podcast, but we probably will. But no, this is the Awful Service Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about different customer service jobs and the stories there within. The very first segment on the podcast is one that we lovingly refer to as the resume.
Show us your resume! Why should we hire you? Have you ever had a job write you up and fire you? Tell us all about yourself and your place of business. Talk about your former job's filthy, shady politics. Show us your resume!
Yeah, Brittley. So basically, the resume section, you get to kind of talk about some of the different jobs you've had. Maybe you can talk about some photo shoots if you want to. Whatever you really want. Anything you think that'd be fascinating for our audience?
All right. I've had a ton of jobs, so I have like a whole list of jobs, so it's kind of hard to narrow it down. But I was thinking about it, and I think the most weirdest job that I had would be, I worked for a portrait studio where they set up pictures in like Sam's Clubs and Kmart's. And, they would just visit different ones for like, so it'd be like a 5-week thing. I go to like either Kmart, Sam's Club, 3 weeks of just standing around trying to recruit people to sign up to get their picture taken. And then the last
like
2 weeks.
Like a kiosk photographer?
Yeah. It was
instead
like,
of getting to sign up for a cell phone plan, you're like, can I take your picture?
Yeah, but we're like, we're going to be here for like these 2 weeks so you can sign up and then book your session. And then the 2 weeks that we would be there, we would like set up this studio in like the baby section. And we'd like set up this little studio. It would be
weird.
There for 2 weeks and we'd photograph these families. But the crazy part is this was a travel job. It'd be like all over the Midwest. They'd be like, you're gonna be in Fargo today. And I'd be there for 5 weeks. They'd like put me in a hotel and I would just like stand around and like try to sell portraits for these, like I just live on the road, and they didn't pay me at all. It was like the most corrupt company ever. Like,
so this is pop-up studios.
Yeah,
so you had to like bring all the equipment to this Sam's Club or Walmart, right? Because you made your own studio in the Walmart.
Well, Sam's Club and Kmart.
Or Kmart.
Yeah,
because I worked at a Kmart photos, but you had to go to the ones that didn't have the photo studios.
Yeah.
Because I worked at one of those for a while.
Oh, crazy.
Like, taking photos of these fucking horrible, disgusting families and these fidgety children. It's not a fun job at all.
No.
So was it commission-based? Like, was the idea that, look, you're going to make money by selling this product?
You got to upsell?
It was commission-based, and it was the worst. And they also didn't pay you your gas mileage until, like, 3 weeks after you drove out there. So I was like right out of college. I didn't have any money, and I was like, I think one of my colleagues like had to lend me money, not even like the company. One of my coworkers was like, oh, you can't make it out here? Here, I'll lend you this money. And I was like, what? How is this a thing? It was so
bad. This traveling family photo salesman. That's what you were.
Yeah. And the worst was I would go home sometimes, and then they would the worst was South Dakota, Sioux Falls. And
the worst city in the country. Fucking hate Sioux Falls.
Well, okay, so there was this coworker. I normally work alone, but there's this guy, and he was the craziest coworker I've ever met. And I had to work with him for the first time in South Dakota. So I'm sitting at home, and they don't even tell me I'm supposed to be anywhere. And all of a sudden, they're like, "Hey, Saturday night, I need you in South Dakota now." And I'm like, "I won't get there until 9 p.m." And they're like, "Yeah, we need you there." So on a whim, I'm driving to South Dakota, and I get there, and 9 p.m. on a Saturday, the Red Roof Inn, really fancy hotel they put me up in.
The best place in Sioux Falls.
Yeah,
That's a five-star hotel on that
side. Oh, yeah. And the worst part is my boss didn't reserve a room for me. So I get there with nowhere to stay. They're like,
Oh, my God.
He forgot to book a room for you. And I'm like,
isn't this
okay.
How the Bible started? There's no room at the Red Roof Inn. You had to stay in the fucking Red Roof Inn fucking barn.
But the twist with that, of course, is that wasn't animals. It was just full of furries.
It was a furry convention. Yeah. On a Saturday night, 9 p.m., a bunch of furries. Well,
the Sioux Falls furry convention would be a bunch of barnyard animals. Let's face it. There'd be a donkey.
Welcome to a roll in the hay.
So the guys at the hotel were like, shit, I need somewhere to stay. So okay, we could pull some strings. So they put me in this room they don't normally rent because it's broken. There's no shades, and it's right outside the Red Roof Inn window, right? No fucking shades. The Red Roof Inn sign just shines right onto the bed, right there. And the shower didn't work, but the bathtub trickled a little bit, of water. So that was my room.
Oh my God. So you got the broken
room. You're there for 5 weeks.
I was supposed to be there for 5 weeks. Yep. And eventually I had to wait for them to switch rooms, but that's all I had for at least 3 days, right? That was this is your room for 3 days until your boss calls us, because he was really hard to get a hold of, too.
He was some sort of very Eastern European ethnicity. That's what I'm picturing.
No, he was just a dumb white man. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Apparently, money is coming.
He was just really, did not care.
Anybody else picturing a Swisher Sweet scenario? He's got a cigar, but it's not a good cigar.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't say grape on the side. It says purple.
Yep.
And the flavor is purple.
But he smokes it without weed in it. He just likes the tobacco. So it's just full of saliva. That's what I'm picturing.
I'm pretty sure Philly cigars are literally made of, they're not even tobacco. They're not supposed to be smoked. They're supposed to just to be, it's like something to hold the outside.
Star bags.
To look cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's to shred it open and use it as a blunt the way that God intended. That's what it was supposed to be for. Come on.
I know. Why are they even wasting money selling the wasting time and money putting the tobacco in there when they could just leave it empty and pre-cut, so you could just, you're like, all right, we know what you're doing with this.
It's pre-cut.
Yeah, why does an owl just be like, here, these are our wraps. You can have these.
Get it's these just oregano in there, actually.
They just start selling empty blunt shells where the slice is down the middle and everything.
It's all perfectly ready to go. It doesn't even have the tobacco in there, so you can or it has a little sprinkle of tobacco, so you can mix it in and still get that old Philly blunt flavor.
No, thank you. So you're staying in the broken room, having to give yourself a whore's bath with a trickle of water.
Yeah,
there was some sort of meth freak out is why that room was broken.
Probably. It was bad. And so the biggest thing was meeting my coworker for the first time. And my coworker was something else. I was warned about him or something. My boss was like, be careful, he's kind of wild. I don't want you to get wild.
There have been complaints.
Yeah, I was like, what does that mean? So I meet him and we're like both trying to sell these portraits at the same time. Like he's got one end of the table, I got the other. We're just like waving at the crowd of people at Sam's Club. And yeah, he's like, okay, let's take a lunch break, right? So we go to this buffet that he recommends, all you can eat buffet. And we eat, you know, there's crabs and stuff and whatever, and we eat. And he's just sitting there and sitting there and sitting there. I'm like, so are we done? Should we go back? And he's like, nah, I'm gonna wait a couple hours so I can have another meal. I was like, wait, what? Like, he wanted to sit at all the buffet. So we could have another meal in 2 hours.
He was testing the whole idea of all you can eat.
Yes.
He was waiting 2 hours for his food to settle.
Yeah, he was digesting in the restaurant. Was he going to go use the bathroom, get rid of some stuff, and then come back and restart the game?
I guess. He was getting lunch and dinner. I'm like, wait, what? And he had no conversation. He just sat there. I was like, what? Who is this
that's
guy?
The opposite of wild.
To say.
I'm like, he is insane.
The only thing
insane.
That's wild about him is that he...
Sorry.
He definitely has a photo of himself at that buffet that says, do not serve.
Yeah.
This man.
That's why he has to have a traveling job, because he like ruins his reputation in every town he goes into.
Yeah.
He just leaves a wake of angry Asian buffet owners in his path. Like,
I was picturing a Golden Corral type situation myself. An old country buffet.
I don't remember
that stupid Kirk Cousins does.
I have no idea.
Well, it's the one with pizza at Pizza Ranch.
Oh, a Pizza Ranch buffet?
Yeah,
but they're not serving crab legs at Pizza Ranch.
It was pretty fancy for. Yeah, it was pretty trashy, to be honest.
Pizza Ranch, if you're listening, crab legs.
Think about getting them legs.
Ooh, crab leg pizza.
There you go. Make it.
Ooh, I can get high enough to love that.
Wait.
Nice Alfredo
sauce
on it.
Small town, Midwesterners are like, oh, that's a little too exotic.
That's true, right?
Oh.
I almost spit my coffee on my unicorn costume.
You don't want to stain that.
Then what am I going to wear to a furry orgy?
Your
crab leg
outfit?
Pizza sounds expensive.
Going to a furry orgy and I have nothing to wear.
Actually, Joe, I mean, you are pretty fuzzy otherwise. So you're just like, this is I am furry. What are you talking about?
Let's do this.
So you're locked eyes with a psychopath who's waiting 2 hours to make sure that he doesn't get kicked out of the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah.
But yet, this is the same person your boss warned you was quote-unquote wild.
Yeah. This guy was crazy. He actually started telling me his stories, and he was addicted to gambling.
Yes.
Every single paycheck went straight to the casino. And he just milked that, like living in the hotels with, you know, this job. And just spend all his money at the casino and sat at buffets. I was like, wow, your life is great. You live in large.
Not wild.
No.
Again, not literally.
Trying to break into that Las Vegas market.
Yeah. So
guys
I did what I think any normal human would do, and I walked back to work. Like, I was like, okay, you have fun sitting here. And it took me an hour to get back to work, but I didn't even care. It was like hot summer day. I was like, I'm just gonna walk. This is crazy. So
this is walking on the side of the road is better than sitting silently at a buffet.
Yes.
Until digestion happens.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Silent Buffet was actually the opener at that concert. They were the first one. Silent Buffet was first. Then it was Furry Orgy was the middle group, and then it was Sex and Furs.
Oh, my gosh.
Was there any other zany thing that happened with that guy, Mr. Wild Style?
Yes,
He would take salt packets from the McDonald's.
No, so we decided while we were there, we're like, hey, yeah, should we just check out the clubs here? Like, yeah, like what? Let's go to the clubs. So we go together.
The Sioux Falls.
Yeah, there was like this little, like, I don't know, this like, it was actually a really cool venue.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah. And it was this packed venue that was like hot. And we get there and I'm like, okay, I'll go get us drinks. I go get us drinks. And I give him a drink and he's just standing there staring at the crowd of dancers. And he's like, thanks. Now stand 10 feet away from me so no one thinks we're together. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, you just, when your boss said,
I'm getting laid at the Red Roof Inn tonight.
Yeah, he just meant he's weird and awkward as fuck. Yeah.
He's the one who broke the room. He's the one who broke the room at the Red Roof Inn.
Yeah. He had his own room.
His horse didn't come in that day, lost his shirt, and wrecked the room.
Yeah, and then they're like, yep, we had to give him the really nice suite, and you get his wrecked room.
Like, I'm surprised he made it out of Sioux Falls because without being triggered, because every place in South Dakota has like a slot machine. Like, it's there's like slot machines. I'm surprised there's
gas
not slot
stations.
Machines. I'm surprised there's not slot machines in the bathrooms at places where you can just take a dump and just waste $12.
I'm sure he did that. I'm sure. Well, I had to buy him a drink. Like, I don't think he had any money. So anyways, I was like, I'm done
with
this.
Buy me a drink and leave.
Buy me a drink and then get out of here. I'm setting the vibe. I'm putting out my feels.
I was like, okay, well, I just walked away from him and like made friends with a bunch of people there. And just like, I was like, I'm done with this weirdo. but I was had to be there for 5 weeks with him. But after that night, I was like, yeah, that was my last straw with that job. I was there for like a month or two and I was like, you know what, fuck this. I went, I got my oil changed and I took my ass home. I had to call my parents. I was like, help, I need gas money to get home because my job doesn't pay me.
he was just a weirdo. Like, yeah. I like the please stand 10 feet away from me, because it was like he was, I think in his brain he was like, I'm gonna pick up a cougar and we're gonna go to the casino and play Keno.
He was. He was excited to find it.
He was definitely addicted to gambling. I mean, anybody who wants to spend that much time at a buffet and then later that night go to a club. That man is definitely doing some gambling right there.
Living on the edge.
That game is the house stacked the deck on that game.
It was a kindness. He wanted you to stand 10 feet away because
he was still,
I'm going to be farting all night. Farting you stand crabs. 10 feet away.
that buffet, I lost to the house if you catch my drift.
Oh my gosh.
I owe the buffet mob $10,000 or they're going to break my knees.
I bet somebody wouldn't kick me out after 2 hours and I lost.
Yeah, I bet somebody I could do lunch and dinner in the same sitting.
Oh my gosh.
So you're on the road doing this photography gig.
Yeah.
Like, what, like, is there any, like, families or the situations where you actually had to, where you got someone that you, like, that had, like, a weird or an interesting interaction with?
You know
what I mean?
I don't really remember that much because it was, like, over 10 years ago. But I do remember a lot of, like, I kept, because I was like a young, like 21-year-old. Actually, I wasn't even, was I? Yeah, I was like, yeah, I was 21. I was like a young 21-year-old, and a lot of like dads would be like,
hey, Brittley,
hey,
can you eat the mic a little more? I think that's helping with the
sorry.
Robot
voice. Is that
voice.
Better?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Is this, can you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But yeah, I a lot of dads would like be like, oh, young, attractive girl, I'm going to come talk to you, and I'm going to sign my whole family up for this portrait. And then I would get like mothers showing up and be like, I need to cancel this. I need my deposit back. I'm like, you can't get your deposit back. And they're like, this is ridiculous. We have our own photographer. Why would he even do this? And I'm like, do I need to explain it to you?
He's trying to do something special for his family because he loves you so
much. Yeah, like he wants to do a photo shoot. He's like, he's never been interested in this. I'm in charge
of
this.
Well, it looks like my family's not coming, so I guess private photo session. What do you think?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to hit up a buffet?
Yeah, there's a millions crabs. You want to go to? So Brittley, this is hilarious. Like, maybe, and you had to play like they were like, who's the bitch that's signing my family up photos?
And oh,
like,
yeah.
It's, yeah. You, like, you homewrecker. And you're like, he just said that he wanted a new picture for his wallet of you guys. He couldn't stop talking about how much he loved you and a kid.
Yeah. Yep.
You're going to, like, deflect like, angry mothers and dirty fathers.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. How much for a package?
Did any of the dads like slip you their phone number? Like, hey,
No. But but I
see, they weren't that bold.
But I did work at Sears Portrait Studio for a very long time as well. I did get
that's
some.
That's where the salacious stuff.
That's
happened.
Where the numbers came.
Photos of unhappy families.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taking photos of children who don't are just screaming.
Mm-hmm.
The dad's leering at you. The mom's angrily looking at the dad. Like, yeah. It's. The kids are just doing something dumb because they're
beating
never
each other, punching each other.
Sir, we don't do nude photos in Sears.
Oh my gosh!
Put your nuts back in your pants, Gary. Put your nuts back in your pants.
Oh my gosh! Actually, my own father would prank me at work and be like, in a weird voice, be like, "Hey, do you do nudes?" And I'm like, "Dude, Dad, I'm working. I have like a ton of people. Are you kidding me right now?"
I need a tasteful photo to save my marriage.
Yeah.
I need some boudoir. Do you do boudoir photos?
Do you have a bear skin rug so I could do the Burt Reynolds photo?
Which we did.
Mock fireplace in the back.
You did have a bear skin rug.
Yeah, we put naked babies on it.
Oh, gross.
There's just a bunch
of baby dicks on this rug.
Yeah.
But that's kind of hilarious.
It's
doing
adorable when it's
photo
a baby dick.
Yeah.
From like Playgirl or whatever. What was the one where it like, what was that shot? It was just him.
Playgirl for Burt Reynolds. He was on his side.
Didn't he have like cowboy boots though? It was like naked, but cowboy boots.
I just know the reference.
We'll just need to get babies mustaches.
I've seen it. Burt Reynolds did have a nice ass. That was before you had like fucking trainers and shit, and everybody was like, "Oh, I don't want to be part of like Page Seven's flabby look." Look at Denise Richards, like she has like cellulite, like the rest of us. You know those photos where they make all the celebrities look like idiots.
Yeah.
They catch them with like spitting, and they're like, "Look, they spit like the rest of us."
Burt Reynolds and Sean Connery were like 70s ripped because no one worked out in the 70s.
Exactly.
They all smoked. They all drank
constantly. Ugh. Yeah, they somehow got ripped from driving a convertible around real fast.
Yeah, they were in shape from all the smashing.
Was their cardio.
They're just like, oh, so what's your workout plan? About 7 or 8.
Seven or eight times a day.
No, I have 7 or 8 sex sessions today. That's a light day.
I'm making a workout video where it's all just bang moves. All right, and now, all right. Okay, get in there. Come on, bend your knees. Like, really jam your dick in that pussy. All right, come on now.
Who's ready to 69?
Yeah, it's all right. No now one. You gotta wiggle your no hips while you fucking finger blaster. Like, it's.
This is actually really good finger workout. It's a good.
Yeah, you got your finger work going while you're doing the squats. You gotta get them tone their fucking glutes and shit. Like, it's.
Somebody bring in the tongue weights.
Yeah, it's. You just got bang dummies to, like, help you with your workout. You know how they have,
that's a mean
assisting
way to refer to a sex partner.
Yeah, it's like a total gym, except it's dummy. Just like a bang dummy.
They're called prostitutes, Joe.
It on Peloton now.
Yeah. You got a fucking training workouts. Video. Mm-hmm. Just a ripped dude with the bang thing. All right, come on. Really give it to her.
So you've been a photographer for a while.
Yeah.
That's kind of been like your main jam.
Yeah.
Did you ever you were like, go ahead.
I also bartend like all over. So between those two, yeah.
Okay. So you've been a bar, like what kind of bars you worked in?
I've worked in all different bars. I've worked at Leaning Tower Pizza for like 11 years. I've worked at like a dive bar. I've worked all over.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of bar to bartend then? Because there is a big difference. Like if you're in a grill and bar sort of scenario, or like a restaurant place, or like a dive bar,
or a Kenny
spot.
Chesney's. Who was the?
No, it was Toby Keith's. I love this bar.
Yeah. That's a whole different scenario.
I don't know. I really like dive bars, but like they're open till 2 a.m. and the money is good, but I'm too old to do that. I can't hang like that anymore. I mean, I could. I just don't want to.
Fair.
But yeah, something in between. Like, I like places that are like small businesses, so like you can get away with like being yourself and not having to like be this. I like to swear, I think, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Oh, so you're a bartender.
Yeah.
I'd say I've never met a clean mouth bartender. Yeah. I've never met
bartender
gosh.
That loves the Lord.
I need Sunday brunch off because I'm at church. I sing in the choir.
Actually, clean mouth bartender also was part of that concert. They had a guest set. They're a newer band.
They were running the merch tables.
Clean mouth.
Clean mouth bartender. Like as myself, I'm still a bartender. That's my main when I'm not telling jokes or podcasting. That's what I do. So
very cool.
I get that. Like I work in a grill and bar now, and it's honestly I've done dive bars. I've done like college bars and things. And like you're right. Like that whole nothing good happens after like 11 o'clock at a bar.
No,
nothing good. It's all just you're watching people make big mistakes. You're watching people say, "Hey, get the fuck away from me about 10 feet," because they're, you know, part of a photography thing. You know, it's a whole deal. It's fun to watch it. It's fun when you're on the other side of that and you're not part of it. When you watch that scenario happen, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I love being done by like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Yeah, I was also like a preschool teacher once, in between while bartending, and I was like, dude, this is the same job, except I can pick up the children and move them easier. I can't.
Because at least kids listen.
They do, yeah, kind of.
Well, or they're going to be obstinate, like at least they're not going to be also belligerent, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I heard obstinate and belligerent was on the bill that night, but they had to cancel
make
it.
Yeah,
their drummer had some disagreements. I love when I crack Matt up. That's my favorite part. That means you did something right.
Hey, I'm laughing also just because comparing being a preschool teacher and bartending is.
So many parallels.
Oh, it's one and the same. They say crazy shit. They yell.
I wish as a bartender, you could just kind of put them in the corner. Or like, nap time. All right, motherfucker, nap time. No, give me the pretzels. I said, give me the pretzels!
Yeah, they have no filter. They walk ridiculously. They fall a lot. It's very similar.
Lots of accidents on the way to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, yep. I'm cleaning up like bodily stuff still. So you know.
Is this really? I made a thing in my pants again.
Bill, you're 38. You should know better.
I'll call your mother and she'll bring you some underwear. Give her 20 minutes.
I should have things that happen and like you have to guess. Preschooler or drunk guy?
Right. See, I want to like work my way up the ladder at a bar to where I'm like the nighttime manager, and then I'll institute a policy of nap time at some point during the night and see if I can like get the whole crowd, and I'll give them all snacks, but everyone's gonna lay down and be quiet for 45 minutes.
Gotta put down the yoga mats,
animal crackers, and boozy
playing
juice
some soothing music. Maybe put a video on in the corner.
Nap.
I wanted apple vodka.
Bars should have a nap section.
Yeah,
like a napping room.
Nap rooms.
I bet you they do in Japan. This is like something we don't know about.
There'd be so much drunk sex happening in the nap room.
But like one person at a time. Because I have a lot of friends that, have fallen asleep at bars.
Just like
and
individual,
it's just
like pods you can crawl into.
Oh,
it's
I totally
okay,
get
buddy,
dirty in the nap room.
You've fallen asleep, go take a nap.
Right? take a power nap. Yeah. Wake up. You're going to be fresh as a daisy.
Yeah.
I'd sleep those, it off.
I'd use those bricks that are shaped like they're like the cardboard that are shaped like bricks. They're like shoe boxes that look like bricks. And I'd build a little fort and finger pop some chick behind it.
See, I think we're all onto something. We need a preschool themed bar.
Oh yes. Shit, dude! Oh, that would be fucking tits,
there's
bro.
Drunken finger painting.
Big, so it's like you're little again.
Fun.
Drunken finger painting. You got like another part where they're like you could color. You crayons and like it's just a bunch of paper and crayons. There's another. We always give out $1 million ideas on
Welcome
the podcast.
Welcome to pre-K. Toby Keith's pre-K, don't you love this childhood bar? He needs another theme. That first one failed.
Yeah, that was actually on a cheap idea failure.
If you have the space, then you can all do like out back, maybe on the patio in the summertime. You could do the parachute thing.
Oh, I love the parachute. I love
like
that.
The big, what's that like dome that you just climb all over?
Oh yes.
Yeah, that one. Okay, even I'm like, that's a bad idea.
That's a terrible idea. You have to sign a waiver before you get on it.
I know, that's scary. You could fall off the top.
I do like Nate's idea with the what was it? Like there's like a big rainbow colored what was that thing? Where it was like a bunch.
It was like a parachute, and then everyone would work together and get way up inside, and then you pull it all down.
Yeah.
And then you'd all go underneath and hold down the edge.
Yeah.
So fun.
And one person gets to sit in the middle because they're like that was
their birthday.
Yeah. This is like, yeah, I think what even better though, we need to actually to make it even more authentic though, like we put tiny
chairs.
There's
got to be
a
principal's office.
Oh, I was going to say tiny chairs. Just
musical chairs.
Washburn.
Musical chairs at the preschool.
Ooh.
Bar. Even, that'd be a good one.
If we're being more authentic to it too.
Shit.
It's got to have one of those little like hand washing stations where you put the pedal down. You know what I'm talking about?
Where
you
oh, yeah.
And
then
it just sprays.
The bar.
Out. The bar. And then it's like there's a big sign like, sing the happy birthday song.
You don't get water from the bartender. You just have to go to the little fountain.
And it just trickles. And then if the person next to you hits it, it like shoots you.
Don't stop putting your mouth on it. He's putting his mouth on it.
I love it. So like anything, any like stories from like either the preschool days or for the bar from bartending that like really stick out for you?
You know, not really. I mean, the bar is a bar. Like I could have a lot of dumb stories, but they're not really unique. They don't really stand out very much. Drunk people, you know, it's like just my life. I just walk around with a bunch of drunks now. See them everywhere.
Fair.
But yeah,
don't
no,
you feel
I
like you're in the Matrix. When you're around a bunch of drunks and you're sober, you just like
no.
You like it's you see 10 moves ahead of them.
No, it's really entertaining. I like drunk people; they're fun. But
until they're the sad drunk, I will agree with you.
Yeah,
because
the sad feeling
they're
with
only
the
fun
sober
because
me drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, they're only fun because they make good characters, and I like reenacting them afterwards.
This is true.
They say,
doing impressions of them while they go to the bathroom.
I actually write it down like in my notepad. Like I keep a notepad on me not to take orders, but to write down what I need to remember about funny things people say.
Fair.
Drunk
Save
people
that.
Say
write
the
a,
darndest
book.
Things.
Drunk say the darndest
things. Drunk say the darndest things. When is that book coming out?
Yeah. I'm working on it.
There you go.
But
yeah,
drunk people are fun when you're sober, but like. It's like you're magic to them because you're like, they're like, how did you know that was going to happen? Like, you know, they kind of knock a drink over and you catch it.
Yeah.
And they're like, how did you do? Oh my God. It's wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah.
Are you making this in a $5 million man?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that is true though. Like what you're saying, like the, or you're
the minimum wage per hour bartendress.
Yeah, the idea of just being able to like anticipate needs into the point like, how did you know I wanted a water? Because you've had like 6 Limeritas. Like,
watched you eat 3 things of pretzels.
And you haven't pissed once yet.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing with bartenders is, Matt, you probably know, is like, we don't know people by names. We know them by their drink. Like, oh, hey, Two-Hearted. Yeah, gin and tonic, Hendrix Coke. Wait, who would drink a Hendrix Coke? I don't know why I just said that. That would be disgusting. Oh.
Probably have one guy that does. And you're like,
only takes one guy.
Oh, no. Oh, I got one. Absolute Citron and Root Beer.
Actually, that sounds great. I would drink that. Just kidding. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I kind of got a little throw up in my mouth.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's, you saying that.
I got heartburn just listening to that.
Yeah. Like,
and the guy, he drinks four of these in a sitting.
What?
And we don't even have good root beers.
Why would you pay bar prices to drink that?
I can't even drink four root beers. Oh.
So
one root beer is my max.
We're gonna do a quiz. We're gonna do a quick question for all three of you. Who do you picture when I say that?
Old man.
Yeah, old man.
With he has a hat with whichever boat he served on in World War II.
All the World War II vets are dead, Joe. He's a Vietnam vet now.
I guess. Oh yeah, you're right. I did see a lot of those hats in the thrift store all of a sudden.
And anybody else?
So World War II vet hats. There's
a bunch of different USS Washington, USS Roosevelt. It was all different boats.
who didn't come out of
one guy's closet.
Who else are you guys picturing when I say those? Any other different?
That sounds like some farmer hick to me, like in overalls and a flannel.
Yeah, I'm picturing like a... I don't know, like an overweight guy that's like doing the absolute Citron because it's supposed to be low cal, but like he can't give up the root beer and is just not getting anywhere with that.
Okay.
Or is he just a dummy and thinks he's trying to be fancy? This is like a big set of drink.
So it's kind of an amalgamation of all three of what you just said. Guy in his 50s wearing cargo shorts. And like a basic ass like a t-shirt you buy at like a at a
he's he dressing always, a, younger than he should.
No, maybe it definitely is like a t-shirt that you would find at like a
Kohl's.
No, like at a tourist spot. Like I was at the Grand Canyon and I got a Grand Canyon and it's just one of those basic ones they sell at any part of the Grand Canyon, like right. That sort of thing. And I think you're kind of on to something with the whole it's lower calorie, mm-hmm. but he still can't give up the root beer because he orders a salad with this.
Okay, so he's trying to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be healthy. But
and diet root beer isn't carried in a lot of places.
Yeah, so diet not. Coke is just not an option. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the aspartame. Like... Aspartame! It is the sweetener of the future! It will definitely not give anyone in 2020 cancer!
So yeah, but like that people order gnarly stuff and but that's how you know them. She's completely right. You'll remember, because I don't remember someone who's like, I will remember if they drink like 8 Bud Lights. Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's the Bud Light guy.
Yeah.
You remember him. But I always remember
the douchebag that stacks him up in a pyramid on the table.
He's the bucket of Bud Light for himself guy.
Yeah.
But you have like, I remember more people when they order the gnarly and weird stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the what? But that's like their cocktail. The only other one I can remember is this guy's come in a couple times. I've told you guys on the previous podcast about this one. Johnny Walker Black, cranberry and grapefruit juice.
No.
I'd drink that.
Why don't you just get rail whiskey at that point?
Uh-uh. He likes a nicer blended scotch.
Yeah.
I think it's a waste of
I would do a rail whiskey with that.
Yeah, or a rail scotch if you have it, like.
Or a Johnny Walker Black in one lowball, neat, and then you got your
chase it with your juice.
Yeah,
your cranberry
your
grapefruit on ice in another glass. I could see that. Yeah. I could see it's like making a sandwich in your mouth. Like it's when you take a piece, eat a piece of bread, and then you throw some cheese and ham in there, and like, but like, so you still get the tastes.
Yeah,
but no,
but together is a waste.
Yeah,
my only regular that I would remember and hold, I still hold with disdain in my heart. We called them the tea ladies, and they'd come into our bar.
Okay,
take a seat in the bar. and drink iced tea, just iced tea, and get free refills all night, and then tip you just whatever the extra change was. And they'd sit at that play? Table for like 2 or 3 hours.
They were probably leaving an AA meeting. They're just trying to...
These were like old grandma ladies.
Okay, so
I'd hate them because I could have flipped that table 4 times in the right. time that they were there.
When I was a server, it was at a restaurant. I'd do Sunday brunch, and it would get busy, and there was one table of 4 old Jewish ladies, and they would come in. They would all order bowls of soup, no matter what fucking season it was. They would have...
Do you have a medium soup? I want more than a cup, but less than a bowl.
Half of them would have decaf coffee, and half of them wouldn't, and it would change each week, so you couldn't remember. Like, now one's too much calf. Not
it was caffeine roulette.
Yeah, yes. So you had to be on point. And they would eat about 3 spoonfuls of the soup, and then they were done. So it's like, do you guys want... But they wouldn't order a cup of soup because one would order a bowl, and they all had to keep up with the Joneses, and they'd all have their baubles on, their best fucking, you know, their best, shiniest fucking... And then they would... So what they'd do, they'd sit there for 2 hours, and then... After soup and conversation and refills on the coffees, then they would move over to another table when it cleared out, to a fresh table by the window, and they would play Rummy Cube until dinner service started. And everybody hated them because they were the slowest, least tippiest table. And I didn't give a shit. I was like, I love these ladies. They were just old widows that would just try to like... Well, how's your week going? Well, I had 4 friends die, and they're just trying to one-up each other. I had 6 friends die.
They should have hung out with my coworker. He liked to sit for meals.
It was right? such a great table. They were
he
such a delight.
He would have finished their soup.
Yeah. He'd be like, are you finishing this? We'll just sit here all day.
The little Spanish kid that was the dishwasher would just pour him into one big vat and... No, not really. It's a fancy place.
That's happened. I know. I worked at a place where there's like the dishwasher's just eating food off of plates.
It's part of the... I can't work at a restaurant that. Because that disgusts me about America. Yeah. How much just trash that we just...
Throw away? Or eat?
Yeah, it's like these ladies... These... both. Both. It's like, I can't... I am so sick of Cisco and like, just cut a bag open and warm it up.
I do have to
Cisco
say...
Cisco foods! It's the... Science is food!
I do have to say that my first job was Denny's, and I was there at the time when you could smoke inside. So, like, I remember I was 18, and my interview, I remember, was in this tiny fucking little office. Like, I was, like, almost nose-to-nose with the fucking manager, and he's, like, puts a cigarette in my mouth and lights me up, and I'm like, this is how my interview is going. Okay.
This is what you need to get by here. Can you handle it?
Yeah, so I'm just like,
okay,
well, it's
I have
a good
few
thing
questions
I
for you. Yeah. He just sounds like Harvey Firestein.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, he quit smoking, but he forces everyone to smoke around him.
He doesn't even ask. Hand. He just puts it in my mouth and lights it. And is like, so tell me about yourself. And I'm like, this is the weirdest interview ever.
Blow it in my face, please.
Yeah. But
remember what kind
I
of
hear you're interested in photography.
Ooh, so creepy.
Do you remember what kind of cigarette it was?
It was either a Pall Mall or a Camel. I can't remember. Yes. But
yeah, tough
and trashy.
Little P-Funk. That was interesting. But I did work there for a while, and I would always have a cigarette hanging out of my mouth, like pouring coffees down a line of old guys sitting there reading newspapers and smoking cigarettes.
That sounds
delightful.
And
then the goth kids in the back in the corner.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's why I feel bad for the children these days, because they don't get to experience jobs like that. Mm-hmm.
I just loved those because it was always the smoking section was just one half of the restaurant.
Yeah, and some it's a half wall and
little
some ceiling fans.
Some fake decorative flowers on the top of the barrier.
I distinctly remember some guy coming in and was like, "You have a smoking section? That's like having a piss area in a pool." I'm like, yeah, it kind of is, isn't it?
You are correct, sir.
No, leave, I guess.
Would you like to go sit in the piss section?
Yeah, or welcome to Denny's, the yeah. next area of the pool.
I'm like, would you like to sit in the piss section? Let me rephrase that for you.
And honestly, though, like, he's sitting there worried about the health implications of going to a Denny's.
Yes, exactly.
Right. He's like, this is unhealthy. How am I supposed to enjoy my healthy moves over my hammy?
Also, I, one of my favorite parts of the smoke, like back in that day, was that's when the smoking section had a waiting list, and then the fucking non-smoking section was just like, oh, like it had a few people.
Yeah.
And then a couple of tables of angry people.
They were just hungry
that,
and like, I had one before
yeah,
I came
whatever.
In.
Well, the
I'm
going to
order my food, then I'm going to stand outside and smoke. Or stand yeah. in the smoking section and smoke and wait for you to bring my food over. Like,
yeah, I think the grossest part about that would be thinking about how I would roll a pile of silverware while just smoking cigarettes. I'm pretty sure people wipe their mouth with my ashes. Like,
just ashing into the
smokers,
roll.
They can't
just
taste
like,
anything anymore.
It's hanging in my mouth and I'm using two hands. Like, you know, it's like disgusting.
Some of those guys who signed up for portraits with you would pay a lot of money to wipe their mouth with your ashes.
Yeah. They would, wouldn't they? Yeah.
They're just like, oh, her mouth was on this at one point.
Yeah.
I think the grossest part of the smoking section people was the people that would put their last, after they're done with their meal,
in the food.
Cigarette in out on the leftover pancakes or whatever. Oh. Like, that was always the grossest. That's the trash. That's a garbage person move.
Yeah.
Except, I worked at a place and they did that happened, only it was always in the coleslaw for some reason.
The coleslaw was fucking garbage. Nobody finished the coleslaw. Like, they took two bites
too,
and they're like,
it's too wet.
And then and then the dishwasher is just eating cigarette butts on accident.
So here's something I've learned in my years of delivering beer is to bars and restaurants. All the trashy line workers and or line cooks and dishwashers, when they're on their smoke breaks, they ash and put their butts out on top of kegs.
Yep.
Ew.
And so the little nozzle that has like a little beer in it, they'll put their cigarette out in that and then leave the butt on top of the keg. Like I pick up kegs all the time, which is ugh.
Oh, because the empties are out back.
Yep, the empties are out back and they're smoking by the empties. And they put their cigarettes out on the empties. And so like, oh, it's so gross.
you just go buy a bunch of cheap ass ashtrays and you just start like dropping them off at these places like, hints.
Yeah.
Gross.
I'm still laughing at the having a piss section in a pool.
Yeah, I remember that so well. It was so long ago, but I remember being like, you are right, but what do you want me to do? I just work here. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You do know none of these windows open, but, right, bro? Like,
yeah, I think a lot of my jobs too, though, like especially when I was younger, weren't really like, I don't really have a lot of like stories like, oh man, that customer was really crazy. It was like more like, why did I do that? Like I did some really dumb shit. Like when I like read an article, I'm pretty sure it was like written by a stripper now like thinking about it, how to make better tips serving. And like one of them was like, wear fucking heels. I was like, yeah, I'll wear heels. Yeah, I spilled food all over everybody. I was a shit show. Like
I can't walk on these things.
Yeah, they don't make slip resistant stilettos.
No, right. And I slipped all the time. I wore them for like a week until my manager was like, you're a fucking idiot. Take those off. I was like, oh, okay.
Also, I can't imagine how bad
you make more tips,
hurts.
But you lost in all the food they start making you buy.
Oh yeah, I spilled a lot of food all over
people.
You're
just doing stripper stuff, like gyrate your hips more.
Yeah, I like served it like I did a dip.
Like, try to
I was
walk.
Like, just a tray of old people, like a giant tray, and like these heels, and I'm like dipping, and I just dip all over them. No.
Drop a fork on the floor.
Oopsies.
Yeah.
Cross one foot over the other and then lean over and like
sensually. Yeah, and I worked like three jobs I think at once and went to college. I worked at a shoe store, Denny's, and Sears Portrait Studio. And some days I would do them all at once, like back to back and overnights. And I was insane.
All the same mall.
Oh, actually, yeah.
You're like racing around so much, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, like trying to like make it to the next one. You forget that you have your daddy's uniform on.
It was just like that. Yeah.
Just running through an American Eagle and going out the employees only door.
Like switching name tags. Like, oh shit, I gotta get this one out.
It was bad. I don't even, like, I was in college. I had like a loan. I didn't even need to do it. Why? Why did I do it? I would get so hungry after working so much that I would just steal bread off other people's plates before they serve them. And they'd be like, I didn't have bread on my plate. I was like, I don't know where it went.
Someone lost the kitchen. Toast must have gotten lost.
Yeah.
There's some waitress wearing heels back there.
Yeah, it was definitely dumbass me.
They're like, excuse me, waitress, there's no bread on our plate, but you can't talk because you have a mouthful of bread.
Oh, no, they knew it was me. They're like, did Britt steal the bread again?
No.
They're like, Britt stole that bread again. I'm like, yep, mm-hmm, here did I
you
am.
Ever, oh, here's a fun one. Did you ever have, when you went, like, work those 3 days?
Again.
When you'd work those 3 days, those mm-hmm. three different jobs in a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have any overlap where you served someone at one and then you said, like, you go to your other job and they're there?
Oh, no, I do have, okay, I do actually, I do have a segue to, I have this, like, the first wedding I ever shot by myself was a fucking disaster. And I worked at Sears Portrait Studio, and there was something similar to what you were saying.
Quick question, Brittley. One, eat the mic some more.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, maybe I should just, okay.
I don't know what, is that, do you guys, does that help? I don't know. I'm not a.
It's getting. It's, at least the volume is opening a little bit.
I can
okay,
turn up.
Brittley, the question that I had for why was the wedding a disaster? Was it because of what you were doing photographically, or did the wedding have a meltdown? And there was like, does anyone have? And like, if no one has any reason that this shouldn't go, and then somebody stands up, like the brother-in-law, it's like, I fucked her. And I love her, and she's carrying my child. Like, one of those.
Okay, wait. Does this sound okay? Is this really loud now? Okay. So, how's my voice? First of all,
it's still a little fuzzy, but we'll have to just fix it.
Okay. So yeah, no, it was. Okay, so they hired me for like 4 hours and it was like $100. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. This is like, you know, my first wedding. Like, this is so great. And then they kept asking me to do more. And I was so excited to like do more that I was like, okay. And I ended up doing the craziest shit for them, calling in sick to work. It's this whole thing. It all started with like when I got there, the groom got in a car accident, and I ended up like driving everybody in my 2-door 97 Saturn stick shift. That was the tone of it. It started there.
Wait, so was this like an act of God? Did he just get T-boned at a stoplight or something? Like, it's.
Yeah, so it was my friend's boyfriend's sister getting married, right? And so they hired me, like, you know, they're getting a deal, they're real cheap, and I was just excited to shoot my like a first wedding as 18. And so I drive out to Minneapolis to meet them to do it, but they're like, oh, the groom got in a car accident, so you're gonna have to drive us. So it was me, the bride, and then like two bridesmaids and my best friend, who were all crammed in like the back seat. I don't know if you know, a 2-door 97 Saturn, the back seat was like for like toddlers. And and I had the whole wedding party back there. And then my friend, who's like, you know, very ridiculous free spirit, was like, decided it was a good idea to light up a cigarette in that back seat with all these wedding party. And so
I'm sitting in the middle. He's sitting bitch in the back seat, so it's not even, he's close to the window.
She is, yeah, no, she was. And everyone started screaming
out the window.
Yeah, and I'm like, everyone starts screaming, and I'm like, hey, could you not cause more drama? This is already like really difficult here. So
who was this? Did they, were they in was this wedding party? Is this like crazy like groom's friend or like what was their status? Because if it was like mother-in-law, you're like, okay, yeah, I guess you can't smoke.
No, so it was the bride, her sisters who were in the wedding party, and then my best friend who was just like the girlfriend of their brother. So she was just like the wild card, and then I'm her friend. We're wild cards.
Okay.
And so I'm driving them to their next destination thinking it's just a one stop. All of a sudden I'm at like the floral, I'm here, I'm there. I'm like in this little stick shift, you know, and it's like really rickety and it's like driving these people around. I'm like, oh my God, like this is crazy. So they're Middle Eastern, so they're like they have like the culture is like, you know, like when we got to the house, like, you know, the guys had to be separate from the women. So the men stayed downstairs and they stayed upstairs.
Is it one of those weddings where they like the groom comes in on a horse?
I mean, he didn't come in at all. Let's be honest. He had a car accident. Right. He was dealing with stuff.
He got hit on the horse.
Yeah.
And his fucking semi-truck came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
The horse didn't make it.
Yeah. So my plan was to be there 4 hours and then go to Sears Portrait Studio with my job and work at night and whatever. All right. So I'm running him around in my car, and that was a disaster. So we get there, you know, the groom deals with stuff, and then they go on with their party at their house. So it's just like 5 hours of food and like women dancing for belly dancing and like getting
with the little
wild
finger symbols.
Oh yeah, they were like getting wild. It was like being around strippers. I was like, I didn't know what was under all of this. Now I know. Like it's wild.
That shit's hot.
It was hot.
Finger symbols is sexy as fuck with the
belly dancing.
Yeah, it's.
But yeah, and then the one of, so they were like, you have to belly dance for the bride. It's tradition. And so
it's like, tradition for the photographer to belly dance for the bride.
Everybody,
we learned something today. That's
see, my dad is a professional photographer. Retired.
How many times has he belly danced?
I'm gonna have to ask him if anybody's ever made him belly dance at a wedding.
Oh,
that'd be the hairiest belly dance.
By the way, I don't care what culture I'm getting married into. When I get married, I'm coming in on
belly
a fucking
dancing,
horse,
baby.
And belly
1,000%, I'm coming in on a horse, bro.
He's gonna come in on a horse with finger symbols.
Everybody in the bridal party gets horses.
Yeah,
it's just gonna be. It's
like charging down a hill like the Riders of Rohan.
I was imagining more like a Budweiser commercial. Just a bunch of Clydesdales running.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I there's video of me belly dancing for the bride, and they taught me. They taught me how to do it. They taught me some moves. Yeah, so I guess that was part of it. But
okay,
yeah.
then you had to go to work at your other job. Here's the thing.
They were like, you know, we have another photo shoot. We want to go to this park. Could you just stay longer? And I was like, well, I have to go to work. They're like, no, this is really important. They like really, and I'm 18. I'm like, whatever you want.
And they didn't,
you know,
pay you.
I wasn't very like, I was a passive like yes person. So they were like, no, you have to stay. You have to take pictures. We're going to the park. We have to go pick out rings at the mall. Like apparently they didn't have rings or something. I don't know. It was weird. So then we go to the park. And then after the park, I call in sick to work. I step aside. I'm like, hey, I'm sick. I can't come in, right?
I got fucked up at this wedding.
Right. So I called in sick to work
to
stay.
Please tell me your boss drove by the park and was like, what the fuck?
Oh, it gets better. Just wait. So after the park.
They went to Sears to get the rings.
Well, it was at that mall, yes. 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 Sorry, yes. Well, no, because I worked at all the Sears. So the one I was working happened to be the mall that we went to. But that wasn't the thing. They're like, oh, and now we have another portrait session booked at Sears. Oh, yeah. I'm like, what? The place you just had me call in sick to? You have an appointment there?
And I have to drop you off?
Yeah,
and on your ride?
I was driving. So I had to go hide outside while she got portraits done at the work that I called in sick to because they told me to.
You're like a getaway driver. You're sitting in your Saturn just looking at the watch, keeping it in neutral, just like waiting to fucking go.
Oh, and I was sweating. I didn't have AC, too.
You're just sweating.
Oh yeah, everyone was sweaty.
Plus, you're nervous that your boss is gonna take a smoke break and be like, "I thought you said you had to."
I was so hot that day. I was, and it took forever. Wonder why they're like they're understaffed. I'm like, really? It took so long.
I'm complaining that it's understaffed.
What?
You mean me?
Yeah, you mean they're missing me.
That hole?
Yeah.
In the staffing? That's fucking me.
They were like bitching about it. I'm like, you did this.
Brittany? Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have such a fever that I subconsciously drove into work. Look at me sweating. I'm so feverish.
Yeah. So eventually they got out late. I'm sweating. They're sweating because they're in my car. And we
can't
drive.
Even go to an Auntie Anne's cookies or a fucking pretzel fucking spot. You can't even go into the mall and like chill out in a Hot Topic.
Yeah. No, I was afraid. I was too afraid I'd get caught.
You know where you should have went? You should have ran into the Sears. And then you know how the clothes are in that giant circular rack?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to, I had to be too well behaved as a child, but I always wanted to go inside because that always seemed like a fort in there.
Oh,
you could
was.
Just hide in the little circular rack and then some fat lady pulls a thing off and you're like, boo! Like,
I feel like that happens a lot.
Gives her a little heart attack.
Yeah. God. Yeah, so, yeah.
Did
so
you get caught?
I didn't. No, I didn't. I got away with it. So then I got away with not going to work so I could work. That's so, yeah. So then we went back to the house and I'm like, okay, I'll just keep shooting. And then my camera died because I didn't plan on being there all day. And my battery died. My SD card's full. My battery's dead. I'm like, cool. Hey guys, I'm going to go. I've been here only 10 hours, you know? And they're like, no. We have another camera for you. They like handed me their camera to take pictures now.
Wait, like
a bunch of just disposables.
It was like, no, it's like an Olympus. You know those like little digital point and shoot Olympus cameras? It was like, here, we have this. Yeah.
It does like the autofocus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I was like, I thought I was free. And I was like, oh, I guess I have this now. Great. I'll be staying because I was so passive. And so then I took a bunch of pictures and then they're like, okay, cool. It's time to go take the limo to the hotel and have a honeymoon. It's like fucking 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, yes, do that. I'm going home.
Please, like, hey, can you tape us banging the first time?
You were the limo.
yeah, we don't have a limo driver. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Set up in the closet.
We have this limo, but no drivers.
No, but they were like, you need to come into the limo now. We need limo photos. And I was like, you got to be shitting me. It's 10 p.m. No, they need limo photos. And so I did. I did what
and
a good
you did
girl
did. All of this for $100.
$100.
You spent $97 in gas driving these people around.
Called in sick to work, missed that paycheck.
Lots of money for work.
Missed that paycheck, yeah. And so I get into the limo. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm here for the long haul. It's 10 o'clock at night. Where am I going to be now? So I get in the fucking limo.
Bottles now.
Yeah. I'm taking pictures with their Olympus. And then they're like, okay, you need to dance for her again. And I'm like giving her a lap dance.
Holy
like,
shit.
I'm like, basically, it was, yeah, I remember the limo dancing. They're like, yeah.
Were you trafficked?
Was that what that was?
No. Did they have
this
some?
Is how people get trafficked.
They had some like dirty evidence on you. So they're like, all right, we're going to fucking email this portfolio of all these dirty photos.
We're gonna send this to your crazy boss things.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really, it felt like a lap dance because it was so tight, but it was definitely just a very close belly dance.
Oh, I've got a limo lap dance before. Those are amazing because they gotta get low.
You gotta get low.
You can't go up high. There's no, you gotta get straight up straddling.
Yeah.
Let me take this seatbelt off. Give me a second. Yeah.
Straight up straddling is actually the number one hit of Sex Zippers.
Straight up straddling?
Yeah, that was their number one hit. That was their song.
That hit 97 on the Billboard.
Yeah, it was.
Straight up scrambling.
God, that's a day.
What a ride.
Oh, it wasn't over. That wasn't over, yeah.
Wait, holy shit, we're still at this. You're still at this wedding. It's you're been 7 years. You're still like doing point. Things with
it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so the limo finally gets to the hotel after a lot of driving and dancing, and I'm with the mother of the bride and the groom, and we all get out, and she's like, no, we're going in the hotel now. And so we're getting this tour of the hotel and like, oh, take a picture of that hallway. We need to remember that. Take a picture of that chandelier. I think the bride was like, her eyes were like closing, like she was tired. And then we finally made our way to the room and they wanted pictures of them sitting on the bed together.
like before and after. So
you
know,
you had to wait the 7 minutes for them to be done.
Then I had to wait out the door. No.
Ridley, I'm sorry. I have to ask this. I just have to ask this. Did they fucking hypnotize you to be their photography slave?
They were very persuasive. They were aggressive.
Every time they say chicken, you're just like, okay, I'm going to give you a lap dance.
See, they knew they were getting scary. Away for what would cost $2,000.
Yeah, and every time you hear finger cymbals, like all of a sudden you go into a hypnotic fucking thing.
They were very aggressive.
$2,000 worth of work for $100.
Yes.
Yeah. They're going to take full advantage.
Are they still getting you? You just like pick up the phone and you hear finger cymbals and then now you have to take photos of their infant sitting in a pumpkin.
It was my first wedding. I didn't know that this isn't what you do.
Get out with stirring the tea.
I just thought that this might be what you do, you know? I don't know. This is just your life now. Yeah, this was my life. This is what
I do. You're personal paparazzi.
You're about to say, you weren't even hired. You were a wedding gift.
I was, yeah. I may have been. But I finally...
It was some dowry shit?
Yeah. Yeah, right. I finally got to go
and
home.
And one photographer.
Yeah.
7 goats. And one very skilled photographer who will drive you around in a 1997 Saturn, no air conditioning.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take it. Our son's a degenerate. Yes, get him out of our house.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was insane. It was insane. I don't know what I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, clearly.
That's an amazing, and this was your first solo wedding gig.
First one, yeah. 18 years old. I was like barely 18. I was probably actually, I just turned 18, so I was like pretty much like 17. But yeah, so I didn't know what I was doing.
Were you good and traumatized? So like, you're like, this is what all weddings are.
It was. I'm gonna be honest.
Wedding photographers do. They're just.
It was fun. It was a fun party, but I definitely got taken advantage of. And like looking back, I'm like, no, they definitely asked me to belly dance, and I did. And there's a video out there somewhere. Yeah, like that's part of my job.
On an Olympus phone.
Yeah. Somehow on Pornhub, Middle Eastern dudes kind of like whack it to like ticka ticka ting ticka ting ting.
That would be frightening. Yeah,
I was just gonna say like you started writing contracts for weddings. Like, all right, so there's gonna be a belly chart. Or there's a belly dance surcharge. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. What?
I'm sorry.
Is this normal?
I'm sorry, really. To say that people are whacking it to you doing something not sexual, but that doesn't matter because guys are
disgusting.
Just sexual. There's pay sites where women eat food and guys just like pay the money so they eat the spaghetti slower.
Yeah.
Don't touch the meatball. I'm about to.
Men are so delightful.
But there's no reverse. There's no reverse. There's no girls paying for a guy to just like eat salad. Yeah.
You know
Joe, it's guys paying for other
guys. Oh, yeah, guys paying other guys. Eat that watermelon slower. Yeah.
Eat it all over your face.
Eat it till I see the baby. From the Aunt Gettys watermelon. Yeah. That's how babies callback. Are made. From,
nice callback. Well,
you got to put that in the episode so I don't sound like a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
Watermelons, that's how babies are made, right, everybody?
My hope is that somebody starts a Twitter account called Out of Context Cocozello. And it's just like, it's like that. Like,
eat this watermelon until I see the baby.
See the baby. What?
I think just having like a blog or a Twitter with out of context lines would be cool.
Joe would have a lot of those.
When a man loves a woman enough, they go to a watermelon patch and pick out a nice ripe baby. Hopefully it's a good white boy.
But you have to knock on the rind.
Yeah, knock on it. Ding, 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 ding. That's now this is gonna be a watermelon head. No, did I can I not get a mat? I can't get a we need a sound effect for like the when Nate and I try to mat.
Yeah, see that you don't come after the king of puns, my friend.
Yeah, we need the car crash sound.
Well, Brittley, we
do your bullhorn close, but no cigar.
Hey,
almost.
So, Brittley, we don't just exist on this podcast to talk about jobs, belly dancing, smoking sections at Denny's, or calling in sick to photography studios. No, here at the Awful Service Podcast, we also exist to battle the scourge that is known as Karens. Yeah. But Brittley, before we go into our next segment, we always like to ask our guests, how would you define a Karen?
Oh, man. I don't know. That's a bad question for me because I like everybody. Somebody. I feel like there's more Kens than there are Karens.
I'm trying to be PC.
I'm not. I think there's a lot more Kens. I see than Karens. Yeah, I like Karens.
Oh yeah.
I like you call them Kens because Ken. What I think of a Ken, I think of Ken from Barbie.
Yeah.
So they just have. They have that round genitals of nothingness. They don't even have a penis.
Those that would explain the behavior.
That's why that's why they act like that, because they're a bunch of eunuchs.
Yeah.
Well, Brittley, each and every week we look at different Yelp reviews, Facebook reviews. Sometimes they're just tweets or handwritten notes. And it's a segment we call the Karen of
this
the
week. This is Karen. I'm your boss.
Oh my God,
Karen.
Oh my God.
This is Karen. I'm your boss.
Oh my God,
Karen.
Oh my God.
This is Karen.
Karen.
I'm your boss.
Oh my God,
Karen.
I'm your boss.
Oh my God,
Karen.
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 Oh my God,
Karen. This is Karen.
Karen.
I'm your boss.
Oh my God,
Karen.
Each and every week, fellow contributor, third mic, and general saint of a human being, Rebecca Wilson, dramatically reenacts one of these Karen complaints. And here's Rebecca with the Karen of the week. We're going to pause because I want Nate to be back for this, and it's unfortunate. She's been in Europe for a little while.
Awesome.
So she hasn't had a chance to record yet, so we're going to have to add this in a post. But I will be doing the reading, and then we just react afterward, okay?
So, yeah, normally we have it where Rebecca records it and we play that and we can react to it live. But since Matt's going to do it, we're going to cut Rebecca's voice in later. So if you have a comment, just hold till the end, because that'll get if you say it during the middle, it'll get edited out.
Yeah.
Until Matt's done.
So this one's a short one. So,
OK,
this week's Karen of the week is from an Italian restaurant.
Ooh. Hey, it's Mario's.
Yes.
And here's, me.
So again, here's Rebecca with the Karen of the week. 5 stars for the food. However, the waitress was very fond of my husband.
Ooh.
I just find it very disrespectful to try to steal my husband. Good thing I have a wonderful husband who ignored her advances. So ladies, beware when you are out with a hot stud. This place is not a place to go on date night or any date at all. But the food is so good. 1 star.
Wow. Be careful if you go out with a hot stud. Wait, all right, first off, can I just say that the waitress was definitely not hitting on the guy? Like, because she sees the lady there. No lady waitress is going to hit on a guy with the lady there. They're looking at tips. This is a tip thing. You're a numbers game. You are not a human being with genitals that they may or may not be attracted to. Yes, you might have been out with a symmetrically faced dude who fucking is all jacked. and like there was a lady talking to her that happened to talking to him that happened to be the waitress.
What did she say to you? She said, "What do I want to drink?"
Yeah, did you? Yeah, did she ask you if you wanted mozzarella sticks? How does she remember that you like mozzarella sticks? What is she coming over while I'm at work? Like, this is just an insecure woman.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Who she's a fucking, she's insecure about her looks, and she knows that this dude is like, yeah, I get hit on when I go to the gas station. Yeah, like she just watches, or he's cheated on her before, and now she's just wary of any woman.
I love that she's still like, the food's great.
Yeah, but please tell me it was you know what? This is a fucking skinny chick, because if it was a fat chick, she would have fucking still given it 3 stars. Because of the food. They got 2 stars knocked off because she kept hitting on my man. Mm-hmm.
I think what she should have said is like, hot girls work here.
Yeah.
Right?
One star.
This is why we don't go to the Hooters.
Because they're hotter than me. They're too hot. They're hotter than me.
I have been accused of being overly flirty with like the women at the table.
Wait, by your significant other?
By the guy, yeah.
By the guy. Oh no, you're the wait. You're waiting on them.
Yeah.
Okay, I you didn't set up the context.
Yeah.
You just said I've been judged.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because I was trying to steal the husband too. Listen, hey, you look like you had money.
Like, it's, your significant other is yelling at the waitress, like, "Stop hitting on my stud! This is my piece of meat! This is my big teddy, motherfucking big teddy bear!"
Right? No, I've had that before too, though. I've seen it on all sides where it's like,
You've been the dude server hitting on the guy. The girlfriend's like, "Hey, stop hitting on my man." You're like, "What, you trying to have sex with him next to the kegs out back? Because he totally has done that before."
Yeah, I don't like out back by the kegs. There's too many cigarette butts.
Too many cigarette butts, bro. It's real gross.
But it's just that, but I've seen it. I've seen that, like, that idea. Like, just because someone's nice to you doesn't mean they're trying to fuck you. Like,
it's annoying.
If ugly men can learn something,
or ugly, or just insecure women.
Or yes, it goes both ways. It's a two-way street.
It's just insecure
people in general. Just any sort of affection or like any sort of conversation. Start with, this person is just being nice to me, or wants to get 20%. Not.
Yeah.
It's all in your head.
I had like, oh, what is that? Oh, that's
whoa.
Me.
Wow, it sounds like who's the DJ that has the giant mouse head?
To the dead mouse?
You
know, Redhead. You know, DJ Redhead.
Yeah.
that's what you're going to call him now.
Redhead.
Yo, I'm a live rat.
But yeah, I had a table that, like, every time they come in, the husband with his, like, wife and 2 kids will come over to the bar and sneak a shot. And they're like, They're trying to hit on you. I'm like, no, your husband's just an alcoholic.
Yeah, it's not because he likes me.
It's because he's trying to sneak more booze.
So just the husband comes over, or they both do?
No,
both
he'll step away from like dinner to grab like a shot, like 10
and they
times.
Both think that the other one is hitting on, like, is hitting on you. It's
and
like,
she's like, why do you keep going to that girl? And he's like, why? What do you keep needing from her? It's like, right. Well, he needs booze because he can't handle you.
Can't handle my family.
He can't handle you
alcohol.
Sober.
Right. Well, much like thinking that the waitress is trying to steal your husband, sometimes we have to ask ourselves, gee, why did it fail? Nate, your audio is not coming in. No, got nothing from you.
Now I'm hearing is DJ Dead Red.
Jeez, sorry. I think next door.
Are they jamming next door?
Yeah, I think they did. That's super annoying.
I think your mic
sorry.
Is,
I had my cough button on.
I think your mic is picking up.
I went to the bathroom.
He's good. All right, we're good.
Wait.
Try that again. So.
Hold on. Did you turn your mic off, Brittany?
Yeah, I did. Is that bad?
No, it's definitely a
concept.
It's almost we can't. It's more that than your voice when you're talking. Is there a way that you can turn the mic in a different direction? Are they right next to the wall that you're jamming in? They just stopped.
I think they're over here. I don't know.
Are they on that wall or that wall?
They're on the one over here.
They're on that wall over there, out back?
Yeah, I think they're across the hall, actually.
Oh, for crying outside, they are really raging. You're across the studio, the sound studio across from you is Sex Zipper. They're practicing right now for their new...
Yeah, this is a new studio, so I don't really... I'm not, like, I used to be downstairs, and I don't
know. Can I just, how adorably ironic thing, I love when life has these moments. So I don't save fortune cookies, but I saved this one, and it just says, never stop, one always stop as soon as something is about to happen. So it's not even good English, which I loved, and it was inspirational. But on the back, every fortune cookie has the learn Chinese, and it's... watermelon is the fucking
what?
Gua, gua. Hey, Ann Geddes, put my baby in a gua and take his photo.
There you go.
What a stupid translation for watermelon.
Get a clean one.
And sometimes we have to ask ourselves, gee, why did it fail?
What did it fail?
Why could it fail?
Everything's squared away.
It's too big to fail.
I am letting down. I thought I was here to stay.
Now I have to figure out why. Gee, why did it fail?
Each and every
The Titanic, a ship that will never sink. The Hindenburg, made of safe gases.
Each and every week we look at different businesses, different menu items, and let's face it, we've been doing a lot of training videos, and this week is no different than what we've been doing. This is another great examples of how you do good customer service versus bad customer service training videos, because they're brilliant. This one is even better because it proves that this is not an American concept.
Oh.
This one is from Australia. So we're going to look at this training video of good versus...
Customer service down under.
All right. On this week's G, why did it fail?
Oh, please tell them no Aborigines are allowed in this restaurant.
Oh, God. No, this is for office training, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I've been trying to get in touch with your office to return these, but nobody seems to be answering the phone.
Have you tried emailing us?
Yes, I have emailed.
Okay, well, that's all you can do. You have to email it through and someone will get back to you when they can.
But and what would be the time frame that
well,
they're meant to
get back
to? Well,
it's up to them. That's not in my department. I can't help you. You need to do it online.
So is there someone that you might be able to ask that would be able to assist?
Can't help you. It's all done online within our online team. I don't know what more you want me to do.
Is there maybe you could ask somebody if they could help with
well,
this?
Well, no, because I'm the only one here and I haven't had lunch and I can't leave. So you're just going to have to go back online, wait for someone.
Fuck this shit. I would totally hire that bitch as my secretary. That's my front line. That's my fucking
run a business
right there. She's my ride or die. This fucking weird bob-headed haircut lady ain't getting her stupid package done. No, I'm the only one here. I haven't even had lunch yet. Like, I'm a little cranky because I haven't had whatever I eat in Australia.
Haven't had my Vegemite sandwich.
Yep, so Vegemite.
Yeah, while I eat some, I fucking eat Vegemite right out of the jar.
You call that customer service? Now this is
you call
customer
that a package?
Service.
This is a package, and she just fucking grabs her fucking crotch.
Hey.
Ew. All right, I just had to get that out. I love. I know this is the goofiest of customer service, but I love this lady.
Right. I do like. I'm with you, Joe. Like, she definitely has that. Like, she turns this mode on when you want to take an afternoon nap after you had too much buffet.
I'm banging some broad on my couch in my office. This lady's not getting through. I just got back from 3 drinks at lunch.
Area. If you want to buy something, I can help you.
Okay, this is terrible customer service. Is there not a manager or someone that I could talk
to? We do have an online chat room that you can lodge a dispute with, but I don't have anyone here that you can speak with.
Deflect.
Okay. Well, I'll need to follow this with someone. Thank you.
She's just like, yeah, you can go file that online.
Yeah, go float on a boat, lady. Fuck Eddie. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the internet? Get on it. Bye.
I like she didn't even let her finish the complaint. She was like, did you log on online?
Yeah. I
don't want to talk to you.
All right, now let's see what good customer service looks like.
Okay.
Helpful. Okay, great.
Okay, great.
I love this lady. I love her. She is awesome. Have a good day. You cunt.
Okay, bye. Great.
I would hire the shit out of her. I would pay her more than whoever's the next person on this video. Whoever this character is.
Okay, great.
Great. Did you have fun? Have a good day. Drive safe. I hope you don't get T-boned by a semi-truck.
All right, let's see.
Go get hit by a car on the back of a horse.
Get out of here.
Wouldn't it be great if the great customer service was just the same video?
Yeah, it's the same. I hope you get gangbanged by a bunch of koalas.
It's just a more passive-aggressive tone. Same lines and everything.
It's the same words. She just says it less asshole-y.
Just nicer.
That okay, great was like the Australian bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
I hope. You know what? Cheers. The only thing that the bad customer service lady could have done was take the package and then, as soon as the lady walked out, throw it in the garbage. I would have been 100% with that too. Oh, did you have an important thing? Yeah, I'll file it for you. You fucking twit.
Thank you so much. That's not a problem. Have a lovely day. Bye.
She still sounds
so
aggressive.
How are you? Thanks, how are you? Thank you.
I'm just wondering if I could return this, please. I've bought one for my husband on the weekend, and he's already received it. So is there a possibility I could get a refund for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Have you lodged something online yet?
I did, but nobody seems to have gotten back to me yet, so I thought I'd just pop into the office.
Okay, sorry about that. Usually our turnaround is 24 hours, but I can definitely help you with that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, I'll just look up some of your details here. What was your name?
Sheree Montgomery.
Perfect. I can see you purchased that on the weekend with
really?
The credit
you typed
card.
That fast?
No,
she just has a sticky note on her desk.
You typed in Shireen Montgomery that fast, spelled correctly. No, she figured out
a
her
piece
between
of paper
all the other Shireen Montgomerys.
Desk.
Yeah, there's an actual. If you look down here, Joe,
she doesn't even have a computer.
No.
There's zero screens.
That's how little business these people do, is that they can just keep everyone who buys their product on a piece of paper. And
oh,
desk.
Shireen Montgomery, I have you right here. You know what? Please tell me she's just like, she's not even typing. This is a fake thing. And then when this lady leaves, she throws it in the trash. Yeah, I have you. Your refund is on its way. And then she looks directly in the camera. Fucking
weak.
Cunt. And then drops it in the trash. Better customer service.
Wonderful. I can take care of that from here, and you'll receive that within 10 business days. Is there anything else I can
do? No, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Perfect. Have a great day.
Bye.
But that's a training video? This was a fucking treat. This is how, what to do and what not to do. You think that's a knife? This is a knife. Seriously, that electronic band is driving me insane.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's all I can hear. It's no. I love
it's
that
you
went down to the studio to like do the podcast and not like other people on our podcast that were just like, all right, I'm a basic fucking person. I do the headphones on my iPhone and then we're good. And like, it's and you, this was a valid attempt to do some fucking, some next level shit. And then Sex Zipper is practice having a fucking a last minute practice next door on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, I'm actually glad. I don't care about our podcast. I'm glad whoever that is next door rented the studio, because I would hate to live next to them in a fucking apartment. They're like Sunday at 9 a.m. like, and you're like, oh, God, Jared, shut the fuck up. I haven't even had breakfast yet.
Yeah, it's not great.
That's all right. Brittley, I think it's time we 86 the podcast.
Are we all out of podcast? I got an order for 7 podcasts. I got a fucking 8 top. Seven of them got podcasts. One wants a
gluten-free
meat burger with no bun.
Joe, we had more podcasts, but the waitress was wearing heels and spilt it all.
Now I got to go back to the table look like an asshole.
Right. So, but before we
who wants chicken fingers?
Before we 86 the podcast, Brittley, we have one more segment. It's called Human Yelp Reviews. That's where you, Brittley Wexler, our guest, you get to review the podcast. You can use out of a 5-star metric, or as actually as many stars as you like. We're not very specific. Beyond that, you can either do the podcast as a whole or us individually, and whenever you'd like to start.
Need to eat some MDMA real quick. That's how I feel right now. I'm at a show. I need to fucking... I'm going to finger pop some broad in the nap room.
All right. Man, I get to do a Yelp review on the podcast, huh?
That's the segment.
All right. Well, I was hoping to get snacks.
Yeah, there wasn't any.
So
snacks.
The Zoom,
sorry.
There's that. So I feel like that's docked.
I can send you an emoji of a cupcake.
Now, you know what, Brittley? This is what's going to happen. Next time I see you, I'm going to give you one of those little boxes with the little circus on the side. Mm-hmm. And then it has animal crackers in it. Like, this is the lion.
Ooh, okay. So there's going to be a future guy. Snacks. Future yeah. Cast snacks. Okay.
Here's the elephant that I'm gonna roll in on my wedding day.
All right,
fuck
all right.
Horses. I'm renting an elephant. I'm coming in on a goddamn elephant. I'm gonna walk through that elephant's gonna walk through the side of a church like the fucking Kool-Aid man in a commercial. He's just gonna bust through the fucking stained glass shit. Don't worry, I'll pay for it.
Are you gonna have a Kool-Aid man costume with the snacks though?
Oh yeah, if she doesn't love me in my unicorn outfit, like then we can't. Yeah, it's.
And I did love the sound effects horn. I feel like that was new.
That's, it is new.
That,
first
that
episode.
Was for you.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, those stars are pretty good.
I built it for Excelsior.
Yeah.
Next stop, Podcast Town, Excelsior. The future is here. The future is Excelsior.
Yeah, so I feel like there's a
Make
star
sure
for
to
that.
Check out Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all the places you find podcasts. Look for Excelsior on social media, Instagram, Excelsior.
Yeah, so I guess I would have to give the podcast, I guess a 5 stars, because if I get snacks, I mean, definitely would have been like a 3-star if I didn't get snacks, but the snacks and the horn made it.
That's fair. That's very fair. So other than the podcast, Excelsior, is there any other thing you want to direct our listeners to?
You didn't say it right, Matt. You have to say it like, Excelsior.
Sorry, I don't have a cone.
Roll up some newspaper, bro.
Yeah, no, just, I guess, Excelsior, I do art shows every month, and that's on my website, so it's brittleyp.com, so.
And that's B-R-I-T-T-L-I-E-G-H?
One T.
Did I spell right?
No, one T, oh, B-R-I-T-L-E-I-G-H, brittleyp for brittleyphotography.com.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
P stands for photography.
P stands for...
stands for the part of the pool where you don't get that.
The P section.
Right.
Section of the pool.
It's BritlyPEE.com.
Britlypeas with an S. With an S. Britlypeas. Britlypeas.
It's a GoPro in your toilet.
Oh. Ooh, no, but I did piss in your neighbor's yard. I wrote my name.
You would get so much money for that because men are disgusting sexual monsters, mm-hmm. and everything is sex. Mm-hmm. Everything is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you eating some Lian Chin? Yeah, yeah. Eat it slower. Eat that Lian Slurp Chin it. Slower. Yeah.
And on that
I'm
note,
I'm surprised there's not an only this OnlyFans brought to you by Lian Chin. Lian Chin.
The wettest noodles this side of Nebraska.
Chinese food made.
Send nudes.
Lian Chin. Chinese food made by Mexican dudes. Lian Chin. When you want Chinese food made by Mexicans, Lian Chin. LianChin.com.
Joe, how do people follow you?
You know what? I have to do it like this. Go on to the interwebs. There is a tube attached to your house, that is attached to your computer, the thing you use for pornography. If you go on Instagram, it's photographizing. That's the word photograph. I-Z-I-N-G.
Now it just sounds like someone's fucking above you.
They are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's some squishy mattress shit.
It's my roommate. Yeah, it's my studio
mate.
That's
the band. It's called Squishy Mattress. And your next performer on the Ed Sullivan Theater, Squishy Mattress. Everyone give it up for it's George Harrison from the Beatles is in the lead singer for Squishy Mattress.
I got my dick squared on you.
Dude, yeah, and come find me at the next Sex Zipper concert and I'll be there.
Nate, how do people? Oh, sorry.
At Toby Keith's. Toby
I
Keith's
love this
new,
bar and grill bar and grill.
At Toby Keith's kindergarten bar.
Toby Keith's kindergarten. Oh. Nate, bar how do people follow you?
You can find me at Nathan Smesrud on Facebook and N Smesrud on Twitter and Instagram. Nothing to promote. I'm kind of taking the summer off. And then we'll start kicking things back up in fall, comedy-wise. So, yeah, it's just me and the Awful Service podcast right now.
There we go. Listen to all the episodes of the Awful Service.
Squad!
You can follow me. I'm Matt Doima on Facebook and Instagram. I am
at... totally sounds like banging!
Shelby Waiter on Twitter, as I believe in truth and advertising. As for me, just come out to the Keller Open Mic every Wednesday evening at the basement of the Red Carpet Nightclub in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I host the open mic that we have there. The sign-up is between 8 and 9. The show starts at about 9:15. It's a blast. There's no one fucking above us. Follow the podcast. Add Awful Service Pod across all platforms. Brittley, it's been fun. Thank you so much for doing the show.
And I really think that whoever's playing that music upstairs, just push the beds together. It's time for lovemaking. Time to make a baby. Check out, when you make a baby, get Squishy Mattress and then go to a watermelon patch and find a good watermelon that's a good white boy.
And have a good night.
Holy shit!
Thanks, guys.
Recording stopped.
It's only! And it stopped just long enough to where I was like,